There'll be these pockets of light springing up in different parts of the world, and these will be, in a way, invisible planets on this planet. As we and the world grow colder, we can take journeys to these different planets, refuel for what it is we need to do on the planet itself, and come back. And it's their feeling that there have to be centers now, where people can come and reconstruct a new future for the world. These centers are growing up everywhere now, and what they're trying to do, which is what Tinhorn was trying to do, in a way, what I was trying to do. These things can't be given names. These are all attempts at creating a new kind of school or a new kind of monster. Bjorn Strand talks about the concept of reserves, islands of safety where history can be remembered and the human being can continue to function in order to maintain the species through a dark age. In other words, we're talking about an underground, which did exist in a different way during the Dark Age. And the purpose of this underground is to find out how to preserve the light, the culture, how to keep things living. You see, I keep thinking that what we need is a new language. A language of the heart. Languages in the Polish forest where language wasn't needed. Some kind of language between people that is a new kind of poetry. That's the poetry of the dancing bee. And I think that in order to create that language, you're going to have to learn how you can go from a looking glass into another kind of perception where you have that sense of being united to all things. And suddenly, you understand everything.
Stand everything. Thank you.